Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Something that's come up is, if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? Ask Gregory is our new podcast with financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Depression hurts. Finding medication for it shouldn't. The GeneSight test uses your DNA to analyze how you may break down or respond to antidepressants using a simple cheek swab. The GeneSight test report can be used by your doctor to inform your treatment plan and may improve your chances of feeling like yourself again. You are not alone. Join over 1.5 million people who have taken the GeneSight test and get back on the road to recovery. Visit GeneSight.com for more information.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Something that's come up on the show over the last 10 years is that if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? It's a funny thing. We put a few hundred bucks in our 401k every month. It ends up to be thousands of dollars every year, hundreds of thousands of dollars over our career, and you don't really know that much about it. How do you invest it? How do you diversify? What do you buy? What do you avoid? You've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do. Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with these financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Edwin Garcia. Edwin is the host of the Sky and the Shy and Lakers Takes podcast. The podcast is dedicated to content highlighting the WNBA's Chicago Sky and NBA's Los Angeles Lakers. He is also a writer for Swish Appeal, covering women's basketball. On the program, we discuss his takeaways from the Sky winning the WNBA championship in 2021, also the roster changes for 2022, and including we also discuss Allie Quigley, Courtney Vandersloot, Kalia Copper, also Candace Parker. We touch on the Brittany Griner situation and much more. Edwin is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Something that's come up is, if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? Ask Gregory is our new podcast with financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Depression hurts. Finding medication for it shouldn't. The GeneSight test uses your DNA to analyze how you may break down or respond to antidepressants using a simple cheek swab. The GeneSight test report can be used by your doctor to inform your treatment plan and may improve your chances of feeling like yourself again. You are not alone. Join over 1.5 million people who have taken the GeneSight test and get back on the road to recovery. Visit GeneSight.com for more information.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. From rising inflation and higher taxes in retirement, to market volatility, your 401k, to your IRA, your pension, to your Social Security, to Medicare. Got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do? Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with the financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app, the iHeartRadio app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Something that's come up is, if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? Ask Gregory is our new podcast with financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Depression hurts. Finding medication for it shouldn't. The GeneSight test uses your DNA to analyze how you may break down or respond to antidepressants using a simple cheek swab. The GeneSight test report can be used by your doctor to inform your treatment plan and may improve your chances of feeling like yourself again. You are not alone. Join over 1.5 million people who have taken the GeneSight test and get back on the road to recovery. Visit GeneSight.com for more information.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Depression hurts. Finding medication for it shouldn't. The GeneSight test uses your DNA to analyze how you may break down or respond to antidepressants using a simple cheek swab. The GeneSight test report can be used by your doctor to inform your treatment plan and may improve your chances of feeling like yourself again. You are not alone. Join over 1.5 million people who have taken the GeneSight test and get back on the road to recovery. Visit GeneSight.com for more information. Depression hurts. Finding medication for it shouldn't. The GeneSight test uses your DNA to analyze how you may break down or respond to antidepressants using a simple cheek swab. The GeneSight test report can be used by your doctor to inform your treatment plan and may improve your chances of feeling like yourself again. You are not alone. Join over 1.5 million people who have taken the GeneSight test and get back on the road to recovery. Visit GeneSight.com for more information.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Depression hurts. Finding medication for it shouldn't. The GeneSight test uses your DNA to analyze how you may break down or respond to antidepressants using a simple cheek swab. The GeneSight test report can be used by your doctor to inform your treatment plan and may improve your chances of feeling like yourself again. You are not alone. Join over 1.5 million people who have taken the GeneSight test and get back on the road to recovery. Visit GeneSight.com for more information.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Peak Performance is the smartest solution in the universe for men dealing with erectile dysfunction, or ED. So, we hired an equally smart guy who knows a thing or two about the universe to explain our treatment. An astrophysicist.
Peak Performance.
Hi, I'm an astrophysicist. What makes Peak Performance the smartest ED solution is that it uses a revolutionary process called focused linear compression therapy. These short, comfortable treatments involve no pain, no surgery, no side effects, and are effective for over 80% of men.
Peak Performance.
Very smart. Call Peak Performance today at 1-800-210-8181 for a free blood flow evaluation. That's 1-800-210-8181. Call 1-800-210-8181 or visit peakperformanceformen.com. Peak Performance. Man at his peak. Peak Performance offers a revolutionary ED solution scientifically proven to increase blood flow, sensitivity, and sexual performance, all with no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. Call 1-800-210-8181 today for a free evaluation.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and
and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Quigley, not that time. Copper, the offensive rebound, and the putback with Turner switched on her. Shot clock fading. Quigley taking. No. Copper, the offensive rebound, the putback, and the foul. Kalia Copper.
Everything that this team went through the entire year prepared us for this. We were down 9. We were down 11. We just got to stay with it, and that's what we've done all season. I'm so proud of this group. I am so proud of this group with our fight. Next man up mentality. I mean, Steph coming in and have little layups. Blue doing what she does all year. Allie, I mean, it's amazing. Look at this. It's amazing.
Indeed, it was amazing. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio was courtesy of ESPN. That was Chicago Sky forward Kalia Copper doing her thing in the WNBA Finals, winning the Finals MVP award. And then you heard Chicago Sky center Candace Parker saying how amazing it was for her to return to her hometown of Chicago and to handle business in helping the Chicago Sky win their first WNBA title in franchise history. To talk more about that championship season as well as the 2022 Sky season, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is the host of a podcast called Sky and the Shy and just doing some amazing stuff with his writing. Let's welcome him back to the program, Edwin Garcia. Hey, Edwin, what's going on, my man?
Hey, how's it going? Pleasure to be back.
All is well, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. What an amazing season it was for the Chicago Sky winning the WNBA championship in 2021. Give me your thoughts, or should I say, what were your takeaways from the Sky winning the WNBA title last season?
Oh, it was incredible. It was incredible for the organization, for the city. A storybook ending storybook start to Candace Parker's return to Chicago. Winning it in her first year was amazing, especially given how the season was. So much injury, kind of mediocrity from the team. You knew they had the talent, but the record was 16-16, and it just seems like it wasn't the year. And they just went on an incredible playoff run. And you really got a storybook ending to a year that was, you know, challenging with all the injuries and losses early on. So it was fantastic.
Indeed, it was fantastic. And it was interesting because, Edwin, you brought up a good point. They had a 16-16 season, and their playoff hopes, I remember very clearly, it looked slim to none. And they almost didn't get in, but they got it going like maybe within the last month and a half of the regular season, and they were able to go ahead and get into the playoffs and, of course, win the big one, win the championship last season. Some roster changes were made from that championship team, a big loss. Stephanie Dolson, what a summer it was for her in Tokyo, winning the gold medal in the debut of the 3x3 competition on the women's side and winning the championship, but they lose her to the New York Liberty. How big of a loss, Edwin, in your opinion, with the Sky losing Stephanie Dolson?
If Stephanie Dolson isn't on the roster, they don't win that championship last year. The shots she was making, the board she was grabbing, the way she was protecting the rim late against those bigs in Phoenix, she was so crucial. And she's the kind of player you need in a championship team. She doesn't always play well. She's not always, you know, she's not really a starter like that anymore. But She knows how to get buckets when her number's called. She's always ready, and she gives you maximum effort. And that's why she was such a big factor. So is it going to be a huge loss initially, like tonight? Will it really be felt? Maybe not. But overall in the season, someone's going to have to be that player who is reliable, can come off the bench, and can perform well. So it's definitely a loss. We'll see if they've got the right players to replace that loss. But, yeah, her impact is undeniable to that championship run.
Yeah, that's a huge loss for Stephanie. They're going to have some big shoes to fill on that roster. Another loss was a Diamond DeShields. Diamond DeShields traded to Phoenix in exchange for Julie Alamon. Again, Diamond DeShields definitely was a big part of that championship run for the Sky. Just give me your thoughts on Diamond departing Chicago and headed to Phoenix.
Yeah, Diamond, she has the potential to be one of the best players in the league. Absolutely. She's been an all-star before. She's still very young. And ever since the bubble, she's kind of struggled with injuries, struggled with, you know, keeping a roster spot and kind of a performance. Expect to bounce back season from Diamond this year. She has all the time in the world. It's just there's only so many spots to fill. And when you're struggling and the coach is making those tough decisions, it was just hard. So I understand why she left and, you know, what got traded. But I understand why it was maybe a good idea to do. But nothing against Diamond. I think she's going to have a great year this year. And they got a great player back in Julie. So hopefully, you know, it was one of those scenarios where the trade was beneficial to both parties.
All right, and you mentioned her name, Julie Alamon. Julie is from Belgium. She's played on the Belgian team. And on top of that, she began her career in Indiana and then also was in Phoenix. Just give me your thoughts on Julie being a new member of the Sky.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Julie. Like you said, we haven't seen her in the WNBA for a little bit because she was playing overseas and all that. But now she's back, and I think she's going to be a great asset. Again, a dynamic guard you can use. We see that, you know, Vanderslew's getting older, Quigley's getting older. He's going to need some more star power. And I think she's got the potential to be an all-star this year. So I'm really excited about Julie. I can't wait to see her play for this guy.
All right, I want to move along now to some more important players, and you mentioned her name, Allie Quigley. Oh, man, Allie has been the premier three-point shooter in the WNBA for several seasons now. She's been a three-point contest champion, and we know the pedigree she brings to the table with her outside shooting. Allie is in her prime right now. Give me your thoughts on Allie, and how do you think she's going to do in this 2022 campaign?
Yeah, I think at this point, especially with her signing the new contract, you know, you're excited to bring her back. You want to see this team try to defend their title. And what's exciting is this team, for the most part, we mentioned some of the players that are gone. You know, no roster, you know, returns back 100%. But the core of this team is here, and she's absolutely one of the most important players in that core. She started most of her career last year. She was coming off the bench a lot. But, I mean, talk about a great player to come off the bench, but arguably one of the greatest shooters in WNBA history. And she was just a star in that role. She played so well. Again, another player that without her, you know, definitely no championship. So it was important to bring her back. And watching her shoot and play is so exciting. We got the All-Star game in Chicago this year. I hope she shoots again in the three-point contest. I think she could win it, and win it in front of a home crowd would be exciting. So there's a lot of things to look forward to with Allie Quigley in 2022.
All right, and speaking of someone that's been an impact player, Courtney Vandersloot. Courtney led the WNBA in assists in the 2021 season. You talk about a floor general. We talk about Chris Paul and what he's done in the NBA with the Phoenix Suns, but Courtney Vandersloot is right in that same category with being the floor general of the floor generals, being the peak of her powers right now. Give me your thoughts on Courtney, and how do you think she's going to hold up in this 2022 season?
Yeah, she's, like you said, Chris Paul, Magic Johnson, Courtney Vandersloot. Like, she's in that conversation for greatest point guards and floor generals, as you mentioned, to ever play the game in any capacity anywhere on planet Earth. So that's how good she is. I think the Chicago Sky fans have known for a few years she's been this good. I feel like the WNBA in general, it took them like 2 years ago they started to realize, yeah, Courtney Vandersloot is pretty good. But the whole world knows now they're champs. You know, like you said, she's led the league in assists before. I wouldn't be surprised if she does that again. She has so many weapons, and she just makes it so easy. I think what's so special about her, she really does play the way like a coach's dream, where she just passes and looks for the best shot. In fact, sometimes you want her to be more greedy, and she just keeps making that extra pass. So, I mean, talk about a valuable player. It's always fantastic to watch her play, and I can't wait to see her play this year. Definitely a player everyone should be watching.
All right, I want to talk about Ruthie Hebert just for a moment. Ruthie had some bright spots in 2021, and then she made her contributions known. What do you think her 2022 season is going to look like?
It'll be interesting. I was very encouraged by the start of her 2021 season. And then when players came back and, you know, the roster was kind of, you know, developing, she kind of lost the spot and she didn't really play too much. And I thought that was disappointing because I saw a lot of good potential that first month or two of the season last year. And then, again, her number just wasn't getting called. Now with Golson out, maybe that's going to provide an opportunity for her to perform more and to be in the team with a bigger role. So I'm really excited about that. She's played great overseas. Overseas in WNBA doesn't always translate, but sometimes it does. So you're hoping that production she's had overseas the last two seasons starts to transfer to the Chicago Sky team now that I think she'll have a bigger role. So she's definitely one of those players that could take a jump because she's going to have a bigger opportunity here in this season than she's had in years prior.
All right. I want to talk now about Azaree Stevens. Azaree is someone that, again, really came up huge, especially during the playoff run and going into the championship run for the Sky last season. Just give me your thoughts on Azaree and how you think she'll do in 2022.
Yeah, another player I'm excited about. When she's on, she's one of the best players out there, and then sometimes you feel like, oh, she kind of disappeared in this game. So I'd love to see a little bit more consistency, and again, I think she'll have an opportunity to have an even bigger role than she did last year. And last year, she had a pretty powerful role. You know, she can play the four, she can play the five. So, again, now with Dolson out, she's one of those players that, hey, you can take that spot, you can take that responsibility, and she definitely has the talent for it. She's a fast, athletic big. She's going to be great, I think. So I'm really looking forward to her and Ruthie kind of taking a jump this year.
All right, and someone that was an impact player for the Sky last year, Kalia Copper. What a breakout year she had last year, making the All-Star team, helping the Sky out in the playoff run, came up huge in the finals, becoming finals MVP. This was really the breakout year for Kalia Copper. Give me your thoughts on Kalia, and what do you expect her to repeat what she did in 2021 going into this 2022 season?
Absolutely, I expect it to repeat. Kalia Copper is one of those players. I saw it, I think, in 2019. She didn't come. I think that year she took a while to actually come to the WNBA because she was playing overseas, and she was just dominating. I mean, dominating. And I thought to myself, you know, I just told you that Europe doesn't always translate to America when it comes to basketball. But I was watching her play. At the time, she was averaging, like, you know, 6-7 points in, like, 8 to 12 minutes. And I was thinking, she's scoring like 30 points overseas. Can that really translate? It looks like it can, seeing how she gets her buckets and why she was being so productive. But I thought, okay, let me rein it back a little. I'm not going to get too excited about this because it might be fool's gold. And when she came back, she did play that good. And again, she wasn't still like quite there yet, but she was already showing those sparks. Every time she came on the court, she was such an explosive, impactful player. And every year after that, she kept showing it more and more and more. And last year, she just completely exploded. So it was so exciting seeing that 3 years ago and seeing where it is now. I definitely saw that she was that player. And again, she got more responsibility, more opportunity, and she responded every time. And to see her respond on the biggest stage, WNBA Finals, and be the Finals MVP, that was magical. So, yeah, I expect it to continue. She's fast like Iverson, but she's, you know, like suspiciously strong. You don't expect it when you see her frame. You think she'll just get, like, beat up in a physical game. But she doesn't. She holds her own. She stands her ground. She's strong. She's powerful. She's athletic. She's an exciting player to watch. So I can't wait to see KFC playing and getting some buckets this year. And, yeah, there's no reason to think it won't happen again. She's been getting better year after year.
Yeah, Kalia has gotten better year after year, and interesting to watch her in this 2022 season. Somebody that's been interesting since he's been a head coach in the league is James Wade. His first year with the Sky was 2019, a second-round loss in the playoffs. Then in the wobble in 2020, they would have a first-round playoff loss. But in last season in 2021, winning the WNBA championship. And James Wade has also been a WNBA Coach of the Year, and he's also been a two-time champion as an assistant coach and as a head coach. What are your prospects, Edwin, for Coach Wade in 2022?
Coach Wade is a certified legend in Chicago and in basketball circles everywhere. He's done everything and more that you could expect. He turned around the franchise, made the playoffs every year that he's been in charge, and there's a gap of playoff contention and definitely no consistency years prior when it came to at least getting into the playoffs and giving yourself an opportunity. And he's done that well. He's done an amazing job as a GM. You know, a couple, you know, picks, a couple of trades you might raise an eyebrow to, but overall, his, you know, success rate is astronomical. He's just been so good. It's hard to find legitimate arguments on things he's done wrong as GM and head coach. He's really, you know, definitely got an A on his report card because he's been fantastic and phenomenal. And I expect more. You know, we'll see how the Julie trade goes. There wasn't really any draft pick this year, so we didn't really see much action there. But again, they're a championship team. You know, you kind of like what you have. You kind of just want to run it back and then make you know, improvements in the margins. And I think they did that this year. But so far, he's been great all these years here, and I'm excited to see this team this year.
All right, and speaking of someone that's deciding to run it back, Candace Parker, man, what a storyline it was for her last year, coming back home to Chicago after so many seasons, great seasons, being a part of the Los Angeles Sparks, first year with the Sky. It was a little shaky in the beginning. She had some injuries along the way, but was able to get it together to help the Sky get into the playoffs. They make the playoff run, get into the finals. They win the championship, and, man, you talk about a celebration at the Sky Championship Parade and the celebration, and it was outstanding for the hometown girl doing good coming back home. So Candace is back. It's going to be her 14th season in the WNBA. So you win the title, and then on top of that, you become the first women's player to be featured on the cover of the NBA 2K series. So what do you expect for Candace in this 2022 season?
I'll say, let's hope she stays healthy. Let's see the best Candace Parker we can, especially late in the season. And absolutely enjoy every moment you get because this is the last year of her contract. You said it's year 14. I don't know. She hasn't said, but I don't know if we're going to get a year 15. So this could very, very well be the end of it. So until we hear otherwise, enjoy every moment you can. Let's see if they can go back-to-back and enjoy watching Candace Parker because this might be the last year. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully she tells us there's going to be more, but this might be the last year. It's the last one that's part of her contract, that's for sure.
Well, I tell you what, Sue Bird decided to come back for this 2022 season, and Candace Parker is back. So, man, like you said before, we have to enjoy these moments while we have them, man, because we don't know how much longer they're going to be playing. And speaking of not much longer will they be playing, I think there's a team in Chicago. They call themselves the Bulls. They play in the NBA, and they had an early exit in the NBA playoffs. So now with baseball season underway, you've got the Cubs and the White Sox, and, of course, you also have the Bears that are getting ready to have training camp real soon. And now the WNBA season is here, and the Sky, they will be playing their games in Chi-Town. I got to ask you, Edwin, are fans in the Windy City, are they warming up to the Sky? Will they have any? Have they had a sellout? Do they expect this 2022 season to be a sellout now that they're the defending champions?
They haven't really released the information on what season ticket holders look like and what attendance looks like. The attendance was amazing during the playoffs. Obviously, everyone was the hottest ticket in town when the finals were happening. So I'm encouraged with that. This is definitely the kind of thing that could create a monster in Chicago, right? Like when you look back at the Bulls, before they won championships, they struggled with attendance. They struggled with getting the money to, you know, build a new stadium and being a, you know, serious contender. They were underneath before the MLS, like the soccer teams before that, they weren't even considered, you know, third or fourth, life team. And look at them now, right? The Chicago Bulls are obviously one of the most popular things to events to go to in Chicago when the season's going on. So winning a championship like this could definitely take them to that next level. We'll see how sales go. And obviously we have a good team this year. We have the All-Star game this year. There's going to be a lot of buzz about a WNBA. And Chicago loves the winner. We all know this. If you win this, they'll love you forever. So it could definitely start a tidal wave where next thing you know, Chicago's like the place to be for women's basketball. And I hope that happens. So I'll be really excited.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope so as well. Chicago is one of those great sports cities, so they love their sports there. Hopefully they can get behind the Sky for this season and many more seasons to come. And you heard it from him. He's Edwin Garcia, host of the Sky and the Shy podcast. Again, Edwin, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody a little bit about Sky and the Shy.
Yeah, so my Twitter handle is Sky and the Shy. The website's also Sky and the Shine. The podcast is also Sky and the Shine. So it's all very uniform. It's really just a great place where I'm writing and covering the team and talking about what's happened. Before training camp, I wrote about who could survive training camp and kind of analyze the players that were there and what their odds of coming back on the team, where I did my prediction earlier this week on the Sky's record. I got them going 22-14, which, funny enough, 538, which is a very analytical website, you know, they did their analysis, and they came up with the same record I did. So we'll see if we're both right or both wrong. But those kind of articles are always fun to write, and if you want to see some good coverage of the Chicago Sky, I definitely think Sky in the Sky is a great place to be. I'm also writing words at Swoosh Appeal, which is a great, great website for all women's basketball, college, WNBA, you know, overseas, et cetera. So be sure to read everything that's there, because there's some great work happening on Swoosh Appeal.
Solid. Tell everybody, Edwin, where they can find you on social media, as well as Sky in the Sky, Swoosh Appeal, and any websites that you have. Let the audience know that as well.
Yeah, so Sky in the Sky is the best Twitter handle for the Chicago Sky work that I do. I also have a Twitter handle called Lakers Takes, because I'm in Los Angeles, and I cover the Lakers and the LA Sparks, so tonight's interesting. So I have to cover the game from both perspectives. But that's another great place to follow along with what I'm doing. And Swoosh Appeal is just S-W-I-S-H, Appeal, A-P-P-E-A-L. And again, that site's just fantastic with so much work from different artists and different writers all across the country.
Awesome. Before I let you go, Edwin, I know the WNBA, they've gone through a trying off season with the Brittney Griner situation. Now, I know this is not a political program. However, the Brittney Griner situation has been going on since February. For those that may not be familiar with her situation, of course, Brittney, like a lot of WNBA players, they go overseas to play during when the WNBA is in their off season to supplement their income. Brittney plays for a team in Russia. Brittney had her luggage searched, and customs wind up arresting her because she had a substance in her suitcase. And of course, we know about the drug sentences are pretty tight and pretty strict in Russia. Long story short, the Russian government has decided that they're not going to get involved in Brittney's case, so they're going to let the United States government have their way with this one so they can plan some type of release to get Brittney back to the United States. Edwin, I want to ask you, have you heard anything from the WNBA or any information as to WNBA's involvement or maybe USA Basketball's involvement bringing Brittney back home? I know they're going to be doing something with having her initials, the BG, and her jersey number on every jersey for this season. Have you heard any more details about WNBA and USA Basketball getting more involved in bringing Brittney back home safely?
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's definitely a complicated situation and a frustrating one. No one wants to see someone being detained for this long. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's just been a very stressful thing for everyone. I went to the LA Sparks preseason game, and there was a sign. It was the Phoenix game, which is the team Brittney played for, and someone said, you know, free BG. There were signs out there supporting her. And USA Basketball is starting to get more involved. The U.S. government is starting to get more involved. They've officially classified it as being wrongfully detained by the Russian government, which was different than what it was before. It kind of puts a little bit more pressure, a little bit more awareness and acknowledgement that there's some interesting things going on here that are probably not right and that we need to get this amended. The WNBA is going to put Brittney Griner's initials on the court, on every court for every game. That's really good. Again, raising awareness. And, you know, yeah, even if we don't want to talk politics, we quickly see how easily it sneaks itself into sports. You can't separate them. Because if we could, Brittney Griner would be playing right now, right? So it's always complicated and frustrating and definitely not fun, right? But it is the reality of what's happening with one of the most prominent players in the league. This isn't just some end-of-the-bench player. This is a superstar, dunked on the court multiple times, Hall of Fame basketball player, and she's being detained, and there's little information, and it's frustrating, and we still don't have a timetable, but I'm optimistic that we're getting closer to one with the attention that WNBA is bringing to this, with USA Basketball's involvement and with the USA government saying she is wrongfully detained and that they're working on it. So hopefully we start to get more progress here and more of a timeline of when she'll be free, because it's overdue.
Absolutely. Indeed, it is long overdue. Of course, it's been a lack of media attention. However, with the WNBA season here, hopefully it'll bring more of attention to the current situation that she's in, and we'll have her, like you said, she'll be home sooner than later. And again, Edwin, one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Sky in the Sky, Swoosh Appeal, and any websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Absolutely. So for all Chicago Sky fans, follow me at Sky and the Shy on Twitter, and the website is skyandtheshy.wordpress.com. For all my just general WNBA writing, you can find me on swishappeal.com. And again, all the writers there are fantastic. And for any Lakers and LA Sparks specific coverage, you can follow me on at Lakers Takes on Twitter.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Edwin Garcia, writing for Sky and the Shy, also Swish Appeal, and also Lakers Takes. So check out his great articles and what he's doing currently as the WNBA season is underway. Edwin, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Talk to you again.
All right. Same here, man. Thanks again. And we'll be back with more right after this.
You have to worry about Chicago in transition, so it will make you go to the offensive boards a little less.
Copper connects on a three. You heard Holly Rowe talk about it. Quigley, not that time. Copper the offensive rebound and the putback. And Chicago has cut it to two. With Turner switched on her. Shot clock fading. Quigley taking. No. Copper the offensive rebound. The putback and the foul.
Everything that this team went through the entire year prepared us for this. We were down 9. We were down 11. We just got to stay with it. And that's what we've done all season. I'm so proud of this group. I am so proud of this group with our fight. Next man up mentality. I mean, Steph coming in and had a little layup. Blue doing what she does all year. Allie, I mean,
there's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and
and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
This is your butt. There are many things you can do with your butt. Your butt can make you a winner. You can use your butt to celebrate. If you insist on sitting, at least take your butt around the block. At night, your butt can get you moving.
Nice butt.
Whatever you do with your butt, get off it.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Edwin Garcia. Edwin is the host of the Sky and the Shy and Lakers Takes podcast. Thanks again to Edwin for giving us great insights on the upcoming season for the Chicago Sky and the WNBA. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.